This episode of the Nasty Cast is a special BS episode and will contain no fantasy baseball relevant information.
I'm the destroyer of burritos.
Because I wanted to talk about the reverse fly concept.
What is it? What are his weapons?
Fantasy jousting?
Layer your man pads a little better.
Those boards don't work on water!
What do you think about his pants?
Wondered if her name was actually pronounced Penelope or if it was Pino.
Who doesn't like balls?
Shut up and talk.
Only way to poop.
You can watch me flip.
Hello and welcome to episode 87 of the Nasty Cast. This is your host, Jesse Jordan. This is going to be a little bit different way of going with things. We've decided to switch things up. We've decided to drastically switch things up so much that I am now going to come in and do the intro. And then I'm going to introduce my co-hosts, who are nobody. That's right, everybody. It's just you and me, the bank, and the mortician forever, man. It wouldn't be luck if we get out of life alive. Anyways, yeah, no, for serious, it's just me, Jesse Jordan. You can find me at Mr. Jesse Jordan on Twitter. You can find my normal co-hosts at Nathan Dokken, at Nathan Dokken. And you can find the bald man Joe himself at Joe Sachi. That's kind of the house cleaning. I got lots of it to do here before we get into the actual girth and what we're here for. But before we go any further, I want to make sure that we get a little clip in from our sponsors.
I was riding an alligator one day, as I usually do when I visit the zoo. All was well until last night's quesadilla burrito binge caught up to me and hit my stomach hard. Instantly, I felt the pressure on my back door and knew a disaster was about to strike. Gators are strongly offended when people fart on them, however, and I'm not one to offend a reptile, so I jumped off the gator and into the water. I tried to control the damage, but I sharted uncontrollably into my freshly pressed khakis. Gators also don't like poop in their water, or khakis, so he came in after me, and he ate me to death. And then I went to hell for sharting.
Shart Week, save the khakis.
Shart Week, save.
Big thank you for the Shart Week people, you know, the guys that are out there raising awareness. It was nice of them to sponsor our podcast for a couple weeks. We were more than happy to try to promote Shart Week awareness. And I know there's some listeners out there that hate the concept and think it's disgusting that we put it on our show. But the truth is those khakis need to be saved. So we do what we got to do. Moving on. This is the part of the show where normally we sit around and we just have a big discussion and, you know, so I'm just sitting here all by myself. I just feel like I got to go all Eric Carmen here and just bust out in some music and some songs. I'm literally all alone. Got nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I'm sure. What the hell was the Nasty Cast crew thinking, leaving the show in the hands of Jesse? I have no idea, but I do know Nathan, Mr. Nathan Dokken, is on his way to Chicago. Sorry, I just couldn't resist making the Ace Ventura reference there. This being alone stuff is nice. I don't have to get any dirty looks from Joe. Speaking of Joe, I don't know where Joe is. I don't know. I guess I probably didn't even ask Joe if he wanted to do this with me, but I'm sure he'd have said no. He's probably got a lawn to mow. Speaking of which, I think I hired him last night to mow my yard, but that's besides the point. It's not done. I'm kind of getting parched by talking to myself here, so I'm going to take a quick drink of some cool beer.
Yes, sir. Nothing like a good long drink of cool beer.
Ah, that was refreshing. Oh, man, I'm just going to just pissing off my co-hosts left and right here. They've been begging for me to make that clip for a long time, so I thought I'd save it for an extra special podcast. And what's more special than the podcast that I do alone? Man, this is something else. I can't. Oh boy. Well, I guess I'm gonna talk a little bit about my day. You know, since like, normally we sit around and we talk about nothing, so I might as well talk about nothing. Everyone out there, I think, knows a little bit that I do have a little bit of technical side to me, and that is kind of my full-time duty. I'm not one of your U.S. Postal Services people, so I apologize for that, as I don't think I could walk around that often. I've got a little bit of a weight problem. I'd probably get, it'd be awful sweaty by the end of the day. Anyways, but yeah, my day was going great till about 3 o'clock, and you know, you work in technical field, sometimes mistakes are happening, and I got a call, and I was helping someone out, and we weren't on the same page, and I uninstalled some stuff that I shouldn't have uninstalled, and Jesse had an oh shit moment, and not the oh shit moment where I ran to the bathroom. It was an oh shit, like, what did I just do? So I was, you know, and the reason why it pertains to this podcast is I was very prepared and mentally ready and stoked to, and very, very excited, you know, to do this by myself all day long. Had all these plans and everything that I could think of that I needed to do basically went out the window because I screwed this thing up. So I got to spend about 2 hours of my day fixing my own mistake. So when's the last time you've had to fix your own mistake? Email us at TheFantasyAmateurs@gmail.com, or you can follow us at FantasyAmateurs, at FantasyAmateurs on the tweet box. You know, we love the interaction, and we don't get near enough of it, and we need to do a better job of interacting more with our listeners. So all I ask you is just get on the tweet box, tweet us anything. We will answer all forms of questions. We used to get questions about everything, not just questions about fantasy baseball. We do anything and everything for you listeners. The show is for you. Yeah, as much as selfish we are to you know, basically talk about what we want every week, and we do enjoy that, doing what we want. We will always do something for you guys if you throw it out there. So please, please, please start emailing and throwing out those tweet mentions. Moving on to the next subject that I got to put on my list here. Buy a t-shirt. Seriously, get out there on the interwebs. You can go to www.thefantasyamateurs.com, and there's a little shirt interest box there. Those shirts are, we ask $20, and then if we need to ship it, we ask that we can cover, you know, you pay the extra for the shipping costs. You know what? I'm going to make an executive decision right here on this podcast, and we are now going to ask for $15 for the t-shirt plus shipping. So for the whole month of July, for those of you that need a t-shirt, we have mediums, large, and XLs left. Please submit your query to me or your form. I don't know why it would be a query. It's not really a question. Still stuck at work here. And we'll get you a t-shirt. So send that stuff out. We'll figure out the money later. Get a t-shirt and wear it everywhere you go. I wear mine all the time. In other news, Nate Dokken appears on the ITL Writers Room podcast, which will be released tonight. Is Thursday, July 14th. So I believe it's going to be released Friday, July 15th. Make sure you check that out. I believe he had a pretty good time with the ITL Writers people, men, boys, whatever you want to call them. I felt like if I had called them boys, I would have been offending them. But make sure you get over there, check that out. That'll be released sometime Friday the 15th. Other than that, it's time for me to set up the rest of the show. We reached deep into the archives. We went deep into the you know, I kind of got the time machine fired back up, and this, what you're about to hear is about a 10 to 15 minute clip, very short and sweet for you. It is the top five definitions of Bunko. We do kind of set it up a little bit during the clip. You'll hear that one day we were all texting trying to decide when we wanted to record. And mind you, I think this might have even been pre-NastyCast days. Long time ago, how Nate and I got into podcasting is we did a Inebriation Association podcast for our fantasy football league that we were in and a part of for many, many years with a lot of friends from our old days. And that league still exists. But since those days, we've obviously moved on to a bigger and better baseball show. So Joe is a part of the discussion as well, as we were sitting around texting and we somehow couldn't find what night we wanted to record that week. And Joe said something about his wife had Bunko that night. And then we're like, okay, well, let's record on Wednesday that week. And from now on, we'll record on Tuesdays. And he said, well, my wife does it every Tuesday night, which is a lot of foreshadowing into what you're about to hear. So right now, just kick back, grab yourself a nice cold beer, take a long, cool drink of it, and enjoy the show. Definition for Bunko. Are you listening? Are you able to hear us back there?
Okay.
Well, right.
You want me to start? My number five, the fifth best definition for Bunko is a word I say repeatedly to test the intensity of my hangover in the morning. Bunko. Bunko.
Yeah, as you're like,
that's my level. Yeah.
Okay, so how elevated you can get the Bunko.
Bunko, how loud you get it. But that doesn't sound like it would work. Like, that's something like you're going to say when you roll over and just go, Bunko!
I can see that. I'm waking up after a party and Jesse's wandering through my house. I can hear, like, in the distance, somebody going, Bunko!
Oh,
it's just Jesse. Don't worry,
yeah,
it's not a zombie.
Over.
It's not Scooby-Doo. Doesn't it sound like something? Anyway. Yeah.
Like a ghost would say on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. So the whole point of us doing this, by the way, is because I don't know what the hell Bunko actually is, and we were talking about this.
But
Anna
does it every Tuesday.
Yeah.
No, it's not every Tuesday.
Jesse said that Anna does it every Tuesday, so I'm going to include that in all of my definitions.
Good, good.
Oh, man.
So, and then you guys will have to tell me what Bunko actually is.
I'll do that at the end. Other than that, I'm just going to listen.
I know what it is. I played it before. But.
So I'm going to use it in a sentence.
I think.
Anna makes a Bunko salad every Tuesday night.
That's pretty good.
That's funny. Yeah. My number four is Bunko is the name of Nate's new dog.
Yeah.
Here, Bunko. Here, Bunko.
Do you have a new
dog?
No.
Here, Bunko. No, I had to use Nate's.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't know you had
like
a new Bunko dog.
Oh,
yeah, I refuse to ever get a dog again.
Yeah.
It'll torment you. Yeah. My number two.
They poop everywhere is what it is.
They do poop everywhere.
This is number two or number four?
Four. He just said it because of the poop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I numbered these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but it's actually...
You're going right. Number five is your number one.
Right. So my number four, Bunko, is a dance move where you thrust your hips like a gruesome twosome, but then you pee your pants and laugh. And Anna does it every Tuesday night.
That's funny.
Speaking of on a totally unrelated tangent, since I'm not going to talk much after this, and I promise I won't, but Molly didn't know what it was either, and I told her the other day we were sitting down and eating, and Anna was leaving, and she was like, where's she going? I'm like, she's going to play Bunko. And she's like, what's that? I'm like, it's a game you play with your friends. And she's like, well, what is it? And I'm like, well, it's just a game you play. She's like, is it like this? And then she literally stood up and started dancing around in circles. I'm like, where'd they...
She knows the Bunko.
Yeah. So then I'm like, yes.
Did she
that's exactly.
After that?
Well, yeah. But then I'm like, yes, that's exactly what your mom is doing. She's going to dance like a weirdo with all her friends. Yeah.
My number three is a word hollered out at an elderly care center when playing a game that involves an announcer yelling out numbers.
Bunko!
Well, they're senile, so.
It's the senility.
So say bingo, they say bunko.
Yeah. You didn't have to say it. You should have never said the word bingo.
I ruined it.
Yeah. You did. I guess it was foreshadowing.
Yeah, it was.
That joke gets funnier every time.
It is funny.
I shouldn't have wasted, like, the best ones that I had were when I was just texting you guys. Like, what the hell is Bunko?
Yeah.
Upside down Zumba?
I don't remember them anymore, but.
Dodge is starting a new line of Bunkos.
Bunkos.
Yeah. Okay, that was pretty good.
Yeah. So those are the honorable mentions, I suppose. So now, the number three, Matthew McConaughey and Tom Bunko are starring in a new film, The Botched Bunko, A Tale of Destiny Intertwined. And Anna will watch it every Tuesday
night. Every Tuesday, sure.
My number two is two women of Oriental descent. Two women of Oriental descent fighting until a knockout.
Nice.
Get it?
That would. Because Orientals wear their hair in a bun.
Bunko!
Exactly.
Bunko!
Got it. That's exactly right there.
That's the best one. I'm going to have to play this part of the podcast for her now because she has no idea we're doing this. And she actually, I downloaded the podcast app to her phone now because she listens to Serial. So
there you go.
I'll have to get her to play. She just never listened to any of our other podcasts, obviously.
Thank God.
Nor will she ever after this one.
But no.
Okay. The Bunko is an adorable, furry, ocelot-like domesticated feline that can bring much joy. However, its animalistic instincts sometimes get the better of it, and it claws its owner's face off. And Anna pets one every Tuesday night.
Seems dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. She lives on the wild side.
Yep.
All right, my number one is kind of a cop-out here, but I still think it's funny. The number one definition for Bunko is something your mom would play.
Mm. Or well, my mom has probably never played it, but like my kid's mom apparently does.
I thought it was humorous.
I yell Bunko while I'm banging moms. That's what I do. So my number one, Bunko.
This is it now?
Bunko. And Anna does it every Tuesday.
I don't know if you really... I think we should probably... Actually, this was... I think another one from Nate's text was, don't they play Bunko on The Price is Right? That was pretty funny.
Yes, exactly.
I'm trying to think. I need to see if you had any more. Oh, yeah. I think the Fresh Prince had a cousin named Bunko.
That's right. I forgot about that one.
Isn't Bunko something you yell out when you prove somebody wrong?
No, it's
I typically scream Bunko when I get kicked in the sack. Yeah, I heard Dodge is coming out with a new line of hybrid mini cars called the Bunko. Yeah, those are all pretty good. Oh, Rob Lowe has DirecTV, but painfully awkward Rob Lowe has Bunko. That was probably the best one.
Yeah, I could have had that as a number one.
Okay.
See, I wasted them all on you guys.
Yeah, I think the Rob Lowe one was the best. Okay, so Bunko. Bunko, all the teachers played actually at both of her schools because she taught at Custer and Roosevelt last couple of years, and now she's exclusively at Roosevelt. But it's a dice game. So apparently she said that depending on the amount of people you have, you either have two or three tables. You can eat. They even have sometimes when they get 12, they play a high, low, and a mid, and then you.
A lot of people.
So you're rolling, and if you're three dice and you start off with ones, if you get three ones, that's a bunko, kind of like a Yahtzee, okay. And the goal is to get 21. I've never actually played it either. She told me this last night. Yeah. The goal is to get 21, and any.
The first round, I think you round ones.
Yeah, you go on ones and twos and threes, and you go on and so forth. And if you win on the low table, you go to the mid. And if you win at the mid table, you go to the high. And if you win at the high table, you get to stay at the high. And the high, you know, you lose, you move to table to table.
I think if you lose at the high table, you actually go to the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or maybe you go backwards. I don't know. I played
And they before. Said that the most, at the end of the night, the way they do it is the person with the most bunkos gets, like, whatever, half the money. The person with the most wins gets another amount of money. And then she said, for some reason, if you have the most losses, like if you're the worst one, then you get your money back. And I said, that's totally nonsensical. But no. That's apparently the way.
Well, there it was. Our first ever special BS segment release. We're going to dive back in, start with some of the old stuff. Do a few top fives here and there. Probably do some bring back some of the old Madness tournaments. Maybe that's some of the newer listeners haven't heard. Get them all in. And then once everybody's back to business here, back up to speed, then maybe we'll get back to that whole championship Madness tournament that we promised everybody on Twitter, which was, it never happened. So I apologize for all the teasing there, and that you can pretty much just, blame me. Normally I would blame Joe, but this one's on me. So just remember to keep tuning in, subscribe to us, tell your friends about us. This is NastyCast Awareness Month, so I did have big plans, but I think we're going to save those for the start of Season 4, which is good news. So we did get renewed for another season. We'll be back next year as long as, even though we're still pretty young in age, something dramatic could happen. So as long as nothing bad happens, we will be back Season 4 in probably January of next year. But it's a little early to announce all that because I'm basically just rambling at this point. That's what I do. I like to ramble. But anyways, as it is NastyCast Awareness Month, what I ask of you guys is just to share this with a friend of yours. If you know somebody that we think that would laugh about it or need some fantasy baseball guidance, share the show. If you don't have personal friends, share it up to your Pokemon Go friends. Go to the park, catch those goddamn Pokemon, and tell the people about the NastyCast. Although we're not very pro-Pokemon around here, we don't judge because, hey, we do a podcast or something. Yeah, well, this is getting bad. So I guess this is for Jesse, for Nate, and for Joe. You guys have a good week, and we'll be back next week with your regular fantasy baseball episode. Till then, may the fantasy gods shine upon you.